We present Harry Worth in Things Could Be Worse, written by David McKenna and David Renwick, with John Baddeley, John Graham, and Miriam Margolyes. Episode 6, Should Old Acquaintance Be Forgot?
Here we are again, happy as can be, all good pals.
Mr. Worth, this is the sailor's home, you know. Do you want your usual half a lager?
Just one moment, Mrs. Smedley. Once again, here we are again. Happy as can be, all good pals. Jolly good company.
Here, are you going to order a drink? Are you going to stand there singing all night?
No, Mrs. Smedley, I'm not going to stand here singing all night. I've come here not only to drink, but also to celebrate.
Yes, half a lager, is it?
Half a lager, yes, but add a splash of lime.
Oh, I say, a splash of lime, eh? Blimey, you have got something to celebrate. What's the occasion? VE Day, is it?
No, Mrs. Smedley, it is not VE. I will give you a little clue.
Go
now,
on,
listen.
I haven't a clue.
Of course you have. I'm just giving you one. Look, I'll give you another. I will repeat it.
I've no idea. Here's your lager.
It's somebody's birthday. You have to guess whose birthday it is.
Oh, dear. Mickey Mouse.
Really? I didn't know. Oh. No, it's someone else. A further clue. The initials are HW. Now, who is it?
Harold Wilson.
Harold Wilson?
Yes, Harold Wilson, right?
Wrong. Oh. Sir Harold.
Oh.
No, it's my birthday. I'm 38 today. 38 today. I've got Mickey up the door. I've never been 38 before.
You 38?
Me 38? No, of course not. But I can wait.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Just guess. I want you to guess how many cards I had this morning.
Two.
Exactly. How did you know I had two?
The postman told me. He was in here earlier on. I remember because we had a good laugh about it at the time.
I was pleased too. Two birthday cards. One from relatives wishing me birthday greetings and one from my Japanese pen friend wishing me prosperity for my baby.
Your baby?
My baby. You must bear in mind he hasn't got a very good grasp of English.
No.
However, it's the thought that counts.
Yes.
The thought, yes. Mrs. Smedley, the thought that is all that matters. Or that nobody thought of giving me a present. Or that no one thought I'd be here on my own with no one to help me celebrate. I don't get the idea I'm going to worry about it. You won't find me worrying in self-pity. Excuse me while I blow my nose. Forgive me for that show of emotion.
Oh, now look, I'll tell you what. If you're fed up, why don't you go and put a record on the jukebox?
That's a good idea. Let's see now. What records have we got? Do Your Thing, Baby by Pineapple Cough Mixture. Let's do The Funky Freak Out by Gutsy Gordon. Oh, they are sentimental fools. Where's the Perry Como? Hasn't it come in yet?
No, still on order for the local antique shop.
Well, it's a pity. I could do with some nice music. What was that one of Perry's now? Catch a Falling Star. Put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. Fall out, may come.
Oh, you, Engelbert Humperdinck.
And Jack, you, are you talking to me?
Yes, why don't you shut up?
Shut up, really? You're asking me to shut up?
Yes.
Oh. Well, that is not a very nice thing to say.
I know, that's why I said it. Just build up, mate.
Well, I must say, you're not being very fair, you know. You should take a more objective view of these things.
Well, I am being objective. I objected, didn't I? Now, shut up.
Shut up, that's lovely. It's my birthday today, you know.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh. Ah, well, thank you very much.
I wouldn't want to spoil today for you. I wouldn't want anything to mar your birthday.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Like a bunch of fives in your face. So shut up, or that's what you'll get.
Right. Mrs. Smedley?
Yes?
This gentleman has just threatened to assault me merely because I was singing. Assault me with a bunch of fives.
Good for him!
Hey?
No second there. Keep your trap closed.
keep your trap. I find this difficult to believe. Do you know a war was fought so people like me would be free to sing or say what I like?
Well, I'm saying what I like. Shut up!
I wonder if it was all worthwhile. One fight for one's country and for what? So people can tell you to shut up singing in your local pubs.
Here, I wasn't aware you ever fought in the war, Mr. Worth.
Mrs. Smedley.
Yes?
I was part of the original cast of All Our Yesterdays.
Oh.
Oh, yes, I remember. I fought and fought and fought.
But you had to go in the end.
I wanted to say that. But let me tell you, I suffered serious injury in the war. I was wounded in the arm. You may not be aware of it. I hadn't been able to move my right elbow properly since.
That would explain why you take 2 hours to drink a pint of lager.
I was out there in the thick of it in Yugoslavia. Were you really, Harry? Yes, tell us about it, I will. We landed behind enemy lines during the hours of darkness. Me, Spider Webb, Nipper Millard, and Cat's Eye Carter.
Cat's Eye Carter?
Cat's Eye Carter.
Did you say Cat's Eye Carter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why was he called Cat's Eye Carter?
Because his parents' name was Carter. Plus the fact he could see. He could see so well in the dark. Very funny. On our first day in Yugoslavia, he drove a jeep. He drove it straight into a tree.
I thought you said he could see very well in the dark.
Ah, but this was in broad daylight.
Do we have to go through the war memoirs?
No, we don't, but if you insist, I will.
We do.
Very well, I will. Our mission was to get in touch with the Yugoslav resistance. We landed at this bridgehead. We were immediately attacked by a passing patrol. Do you know what I did?
No, and I don't want to.
Then I will tell you. I was pinned down behind a bush. Couldn't and dare not move. What am I to do? I said to myself. And then I remember a cowboy film I'd seen. Now, this cowboy was behind a bush, and the Indians were shooting at him. And to draw the Indians' fire, he kept moving his hat just above the top of the bush. That is what I did. I jogged my helmet about above the bush, and I nearly got killed.
Why?
I forgot to take it off.
Well, I think that's enough of the war, don't you?
I did. That's enough about the war. I gather you don't want to talk about it.
That's right.
And that's understandable. Why don't you want to talk about it?
Never you mind. I just don't want to talk about it.
Why? Why, I wonder?
Why?
Why? Because I'm sure you're not one of those fellows who tried to get out of the military service, are you?
No, certainly not.
I mean, you didn't go for your medical examination pretending you had bad sight, bad hearing, bad chest, bad feet. Because I know all about those fellows.
You do?
Yes, I was one of them. It didn't work for me. Could it be that you put yourself down as a conscientious objector? I would have put myself down as a conscientious objector. I would have, but I couldn't spell it. All right, dear friend, I understand. You don't want to talk about it. All right, all right. No doubt you have your reason.
Now listen to me, Four Eyes. I fought for 3 years out in Burma, if you must know. I half starved to death out in that jungle, ridden with tropical diseases, plagued by wild animals, sickened by the stench and the squalor. I was critically injured 3 times and nearly lost my life in that lousy, stinking, filthy, rotten war.
And you don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, we won't talk about it. That's an end of it. What sort of animals were they?
Well, they were... Oh, I'm getting out of here. I'm not staying in this pub. I'm going somewhere else where the people are normal.
No, wait. Don't walk out. Oh, there. Now see what you've done. Business is bad enough as it is without you losing me new customers. You're a menace, you are.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Smedley. Isn't it typical? 30 years on nobody. Nobody wants to talk about the war anymore.
Oh, who wants to talk about wars? It's all fighting and killing people. It's all violence. So drop the subject or I'll have you bodily ejected and flung into the road.
You wouldn't have stood there saying that to me 35 years ago.
Why not?
Because I was in Yugoslavia.
Oh.
I wasn't short of friends in those days. Dear old Spider Webb, Nipper Millard, Cat's Eye Carter. Great bonds of friendship were formed in those war years. Everlasting friendships. But time will never fade.
Where are they now, then?
I've no idea. I haven't seen them since the E days.
Yes.
But in those days, we were as thick as thieves.
Yeah, thick as planks, more like. Well, I'm off into the other bar.
Yes, do. Ah, well, may as well drink up. Home to bed. But before you go, Harry, let me leave you with this thought.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Excuse me, pal. Have you got a light?
Oh, yeah. I've got one somewhere.
All right. Where did you get that lighter? That's French, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I picked it up during the war.
What, in Paris?
Right. In a little antique shop.
Just off the Champs-Élysées?
Just off the Champs. Hold on. Wait, your face seems...
Very familiar? Yes. So does yours.
You can't. I do not believe it. You're not...
I am?
Never. You're having me on.
I'm not. You are on my own. And you must be...
Exactly.
I'm home with you.
What a coincidence. Excuse me. Are you who I think you are?
Well, you remember me.
Of course. How could I ever forget from the war? Here in person, Cat's Eye Carter.
You're never Cat's Eye Carter.
No, you're Cat's Eye Carter.
Cat's Eye Carter?
Harry Worth.
I'm not Harry Worth.
Stop. Hmm? If we're not careful, we'll get in a muddle. We'll start again. Right. I'm Harry Worth. Unless I'm wrong, you are Nipper Millard.
Yes.
What?
You're wrong. I'm not Nipper Millard. I am Spider Webb.
Spider Webb, of course. I recognize you straight away. Well, well, well. I was only talking about you.
A few minutes ago.
Yeah, were you really? What a...
Small world, isn't it? Isn't it?
I remember you so well, Spider. Yeah. You were the one who was always finishing off people's sentences.
That's right. Well, to meet you again after all these years, of all places here, old Randy Worth.
Randy Worth. Yeah. You remember my nickname, too.
How could I forget it? Everyone knew Randy Worth.
Yes.
I even remember why we called you Randy Worth. You tell me. Do you still do the impressions of Randolph Scott?
Randolph Scott, no. I haven't done it for years.
Perfect. Good as ever. You haven't lost your touch, Randy.
Well, this certainly brings it all back. Now, hang on a second. My special gimmick was doing an impersonation of Randolph Scott. You had a gimmick, too. Now, what was yours?
Oh, that's very kind of you. I'll have a scotch and soda, please.
That was it, getting drinks off people. You could always get a drink off anybody. You could get anyone to say, what are you having?
Yeah, get them to say what?
What are you having?
Thanks, I'll have another scotch and soda.
I'm proud to buy a drink for one of my old messmates. Mrs. Smedley.
Yes, what now?
This here is Spider Webb.
Oh, yes.
One of my old...
comrades from the war. That's right.
Set him up with a scotch and soda, Mrs. Smedley.
Very good.
Oh, this has...
to make your day, hasn't it? It has really.
It certainly has. Do you know it? It's my birthday today. I feel full of... fresh life again. It's bringing back all the memories now, seeing you again. Uh-huh. I wonder, do you remember the day we left England on that troop ship?
Yeah, that's right, I remember. And your whole family come down to the quayside to see you off.
You really remember that? Yeah. Wasn't it marvellous?
Marvellous.
My auntie brought along sweets and fruit. My granny brought along some of her homemade nettle wine. Mm. My father brought along his favourite cigars, and my mother, bless her, brought a big hamper of food. As the ship sailed out, I could see them all out there on the quayside, eating, drinking, smoking. Ah, they were the days.
They certainly were. Yeah, come on, excuse me, what was the name of that corporal? You know, every time his name was mentioned, I conned a drink. Now, what was his name?
That was Thingy.
No, it wasn't Thingy.
Wasn't it?
Oh.
No, it was, what do we call it?
It wasn't whatchamacallit. He wasn't in our regiment. What? No. What's his name? It was, what's his name?
No, that was Thingamabob. He was always drinking with what's his name. I remember. Yeah. I've got it. No. It was Corporal Whitbread. But you're not
catching you with that one. Yes. Oh, you're too clever for me, Randy. Yes, Corporal Whitbread. He was Irish, I remember.
No, Scott.
With soda. Thanks very much.
Done it again. This is just like...
old times. Oh, yes. Fancy bumping into you. Yeah, tell me, what are you doing these days then, Randy? Do you remember that house you used to live in? Very lardy-dar neighbourhood. All stuck-up snobs and gits who always spoke as if they've got an old sock under their noses.
You mean Melbourne Crescent.
Melbourne, that was
yes.
It. Yeah, what a place. Whatever happened to that?
I'm still living there.
Oh, yes. you are a card, Randy.
Yeah, wait. What about you? You always said after the war, you were going to buy a little country pub in the Cotswolds. Well, that's what you said. Oh, the fantasies we used to have. What did you do in the end?
I bought a little country pub in the Cotswolds. It's called the Have Another.
Have Another?
Thanks, Oliver Scott and Son.
Well, you haven't. You lost your touch, Spider. Another Scotch, please, Mrs. Smedley.
Another Scotch it is, then.
Well, Spider, now we have got so much to talk about here. Yes. Do you remember that Barrett Room song? How did it go? Ooh, the colonel kicks the major, and the major has a go. He kicks the poor old captain, who kicks the NCO. And as the kicks get harder, they all pass out to me.
And I am kicked to blooming hell to save democracy.
Who sang that?
Well, I did.
Oh.
Here, wait a minute. I know you too, don't I?
No, I don't believe it.
Neither do I.
Really, this is a fantastic coincidence.
Home County's 3rd Light Infantry.
No rubber.
Then you must be my old mate. After all this time, you remember me?
Nipper Miller. Yeah.
No. Cat's Eye Carter.
Cat's Eye Carter? And you remember old Spider Web, don't you, Cat's Eye?
Spider Web, of course. How could I forget you? Let's shake hands.
No. Let go of my hand. This is Spider Web.
Oh, of course. Spider Web. Oh, sorry, how could I make such a mistake? How are you, Spider? Nice to see you again.
Would you leave my hand alone, please? I think we've been introduced.
But I am Spider Web, Cat's Eye. Blimey, your eyes haven't got much better over the years, have they?
Yeah. What about all those carrots you used to eat? You never stopped. You used to munch them by the sackful. We all used to say you'd end up like a rabbit. What happened?
I got married and had 7 children. Oh, I'm a family man now. I've been in London on business. Fancy running into you two.
Fancy.
It's a small world.
Well. Randy.
Pardon?
Randy Worth, that's what we used to call you. Do your Randolph Scott again for me.
No, I've already told Spider here. I don't do it anymore.
Oh, brilliant. I don't know how you manage it. Some people have got the knack, haven't they, Spider? I had my eyes closed then, and for a second, I thought I was in the Lucky 7 Saloon in Dodge City.
And what a night this has turned out to be, my old army pals turning up like this. Yeah. Why ever was it we lost contact? We should have kept in touch with each other. Anyway, lads, here we all are, together again. I think this calls for a celebration.
Now you're talking.
Come on now. What's it to be?
3 whiskies, I think.
Right, and I'll have 3 whiskies too.
You haven't forgotten the old routine then, Randy?
Well, we've got so much to talk about, lads.
Yes, so much.
Such a lot.
So much, in fact. One hardly knows where to begin, really.
You can say
that again.
Yes, well then. Where shall we start?
What about that time in 1943?
Did you say 1943? My word, what a year.
Incredible. 43, what a laugh.
Yes, 1940. Oh, the memories still linger on.
Oh, they certainly do.
Yeah. Well, that's enough about 1943. Let's turn to 44. Now, there was a year.
Now, wasn't it just...
What happened in 1944?
Don't you remember? We spent 1944 thinking about what we'd done in 1943. The old war years, the things they made us do in the regiment. Do you remember, just to teach us discipline, we had to paint all the coal white before it was put into the boiler.
That's right. And I had to dig practice trenches with a teaspoon.
And I had to black the windows with shoe polish, then clean it off again.
I had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, take a freezing cold shower, then spend an hour trudging round in the rain with 100 weight of kit on my shoulders.
Oh, terrific days they were. Yeah.
Nothing will bring them back.
No.
I remember the day I got charged for not polishing my shoelaces. I got some days jankers for that. Lovely times they were, and then there was the food.
But the food was awful. It was just like eating pig's will.
The pigs refused to touch it. That's why they gave it to us.
Yeah. Right, and it was all go, wasn't it? Work, 18 hours a day.
No women. All the officers, they were corrupt old bullies.
Every day you were in danger of getting blown up, never knowing if you'd ever see England again.
Stop, that's enough of the good old days. Can we talk about something a little more cheerful?
Quite right. I mean, they weren't all bad times now, were they?
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't. Marvellous fun, the 3 of us. Can't change that.
Yes. Put 3 old mates like us back together again. And you know what the result will be, Randy?
What will it be, Spider?
That's very kind of you. I'll have another scotch and soda.
Right, lads.
We'll let you know. I don't know. I think you've had enough, you know. It's nearly closing time.
Well, just one more for the row, then, eh, Mrs. Smedley?
That's right. After it is only fair. We've had one for the A23, the A24, the A25, and the M1.
How about the B1035?
An absolutely marvellous road. Here's to the B1035.
The B1035.
Now, look, you finish those drinks and get out.
Yes, but not until we've drunk the royal toast.
Oh.
Old soldiers must always drink royal toast.
All right. I'll give you that one, the royal toast.
Gentlemen, Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth.
The first. And it would be wrong of us to forget Queen Elizabeth. Second.
Queen Elizabeth the second.
Yes, that's quite enough of that. Come on.
No, Mrs. Smedley, just join us in a little drink.
Oh, no, thank you. I don't drink anymore. I've taken the pledge.
Taken the pledge?
Yes. Have you real? Now, that does call for a drink. Yes. To Mrs. Smedley taking the pledge.
Mrs. Smedley taking the pledge.
Now, look, I'm not... Oh, now you're for it, eh? There's a police car just drawn up. We'll soon sort this one out now.
Hello.
Oh.
Now, what is going on here, then?
Well, how do you do, officer? You are just in time to help us celebrate the war.
Oh, I see. The defeating of the Germans, the routing of the Huns, the conquering of Hitler.
That's the war. Were you in it?
Yeah, I was in the German army. I am from Heidelberg, England, nationalized 1963. I joined your British police force 10 years ago.
Now, look here, officer. See, these men were creating a disturbance, yeah. Right? And I want you to chuck them right out.
Yeah, that's all right. I suppose you're right. Come on, lads, we'd better be going.
Just one moment. Do not rush away. This is interesting, Britishers, that you are having the war union. I used to be a Nazi once. I joined when I was a young man, but when I discovered what the party was doing to the fatherland, I resigned. I got out just as the rot was beginning to set in.
When was this? 1933 or 34?
45. Tell me, this regiment of yours, it would not have been in Yugoslavia und 1943, would it?
But it would, and it was. Don't tell me you were...
1943. I was drafted in there in the middle of August of that year.
August 94. I can remember it as if it were yesterday.
Wasn't that when we attacked that German patrol?
Not yesterday, no. Oh, I see what you mean, yes. We ambushed a whole bunch of your men.
Really? Now tell me more.
Certainly, I remember it all very clearly, you see, because it was on August 13th, 1943, I captured my first and only German prisoner.
You captured a prisoner?
I know what you're thinking. Today I may be slow-witted, unsure of myself, clumsy, short-sighted. But in those days,
yeah,
I wasn't short-sighted. This German I captured, I can recall him very clearly.
Oh, this is very interesting.
Well, you see, he had a long scar down his face, right where that big mark is on your cheek. I can still see his face today. It's in front of me now. Look and spit, I don't believe it.
Yellow!
Are you really the same man? This person I captured, Smith. Yeah, he can't be. He had a monocle and a beard.
Yeah. I still have the monocle at home.
Ah, what about the beard?
I threw that away.
Oh, there it is, you.
What a small world. The very man I took prisoner, marched 10 miles back to camp, saw clapped in irons and thrown into prison. And here he is in front of me now. How have you been keeping all these years?
Very well. And you?
I'm fine. Where did they lock you up in the end? Was it Lancashire, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nice part of England, Lancashire.
Yeah.
Very pleasant scenery.
Yeah.
Still, that's all behind us now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gone, forgotten in the past. Our differences are over now.
Exactly. You're all under arrest.
What are you talking about? What for?
Drinking out the time. Look, it has gone 11 o'clock.
Ah, but we were going to leave. It was you who kept us talking, don't you remember?
But that is entirely irrelevant.
Is it? You wouldn't think we won the war, would you?
You will all come with me to the station. I think you will find the boot is on the other leg, Herr of us. This has really made my day, taking you prisoner. At last, I am getting on my own back.
Very well. We'll take it like men, won't we, lads? We'll stick together like we always did. Come on, Spider. Cat's eye. We will... Cat's eye, Spider. They've gone. Would you mind very much if I went too?
No. You will come with me.
I don't want to come with you. I've no wish to come with you. In fact, I will not.
We have ways of making you.
I'll come with you.
Yeah, well.
Things could be worse.
Starred Carrie Worth with John Baddeley, John Graham and Miriam Margolyes. The script was written by David McKellar and David Renwick, and the program was produced by Simon Brett.